Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, today marks 1 year since a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. A teacher and a student were killed that day. 42-year-old Aaron West and 14-year-old Ruby Vergara. 6 others were hurt. The shooting left the Madison community in shock and looking for answers. Today, 1 year later, the healing and recovery process continues. The man who was principal at the school at the time, Doug Butler, says the community is taking time today to reflect and remember the victims. He got emotional when describing the support the school received in the aftermath of the shooting.
We also reflect on the tremendous outpouring of support that we received, not just from our church community, but from Madison and Dane County, around the state, and even across the nation and the world.
After opening fire at the school, the shooter, 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, shot and killed herself. And we want to remind you, Wisconsin has a statewide tip line. It's for K-12 schools. And basically, this tip line, it provides staff, students, and community members with a safe and confidential way to report concerns. So if you're a parent and your kid comes home and says, "Mom, I heard this kid at school talking about this, and it made me concerned," you can go ahead and you can call this tip line. You can also go online and you can send in a message. You can text as well. But it is safe and it is confidential. It's called Speak Up, Speak Out. That number is 1-800-697-8761. 1-800-697-8761.
Well, number two, a pretrial hearing for Luigi Mangione continues today. This started a week ago. Mangione is accused of shooting and killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson on the streets of New York City last year. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
For the defense, they're trying to challenge all of this as irregular. They're saying that there was no authority to search Mangione, either his person or his backpack, and that's where so much of the substantial evidence against him came from, the alleged murder weapon, the writings, the notes, all of this. And so they're still trying to convince the judge that none of this evidence should be allowed when Mangione eventually goes on trial for murdering Brian Thompson.
So we knew this could continue for quite some time because the defense had an initial list of like 24 witnesses that were going to potentially be brought in, and they were kind of slow moving on this last week. They also had a day off. Mangione was sick, and they got him back into the court toward the back end of last week. Admittedly, I kind of forgot about it. Right, and just like, oh yeah, he's back in court. Here we go. But they're still trying to figure out if the contents of this backpack are permissible in court when trial begins. This remains the central issue and point of discussion. They are fighting over the evidence found in this backpack. The conversations that officers had with Mangione at that Altoona McDonald's prior to having his Miranda rights read, all that right now is up for discussion in this pretrial hearing. So, I mean, that is it. Once they figure out where this goes and what's permissible in court and not, it's going to lead to a very interesting trial. But that's the center of this pretrial investigation and discussion.
I don't know why I just thought of this, and it's kind of a bizarre thought, but thinking about that McDonald's and that corner booth where he was, that area where the arrest was, there are so many, I don't want to call them all wacky, but in a way it is wacky, just the obsession over this man. The Mangione fans, it makes me feel like there are probably some people going to that McDonald's and taking pictures in that area,
yeah.
Right? It's so strange. It's taking such a weird turn and twist.
Well, that continues today and likely to continue throughout the week here in New York City.